Well, the Eagle Rock was playing yesterday at Brookvale Oval. Mr. Producer is beaming in here, laughing, joking, looking at photographs and bad Parramatta puns in the paper. Gee, you stuck it to him yesterday.
Yes, we did. But you don't win the premiership in March.
That's right, yeah.
Let's keep a level head here, Marcus.
I know. You talk level head, Nat, but there is a narc in you, and there's a narc in that team that I thought was disgraceful. That's fair enough, you flog poor old Parramatta, but can you have some decorum when the press conference is on, when Brad Arthur is in tears, and what happens? They have to interrupt the press conference because
singing,
of Manly singing
our winning victory songs.
Oh, how was he? Imagine the poor bloke, like, can't I even talk about it?
I think we saved him a little bit embarrassment there.
I feel sorry for all the Parramatta supporters, Lenny and Peter Holland's Tiles with Style. I sent him a message. Are you okay?
This is where you let yourself down.
Well, we've all been there. I felt sorry for you.
You were absolutely sticking it up.
I was not.
I don't like those Parramatta supporters.
No. Listen, don't you start. People know you're the narc.
You're denying that now.
I am denying it. Put the headphones on. You know the other bloke's in trouble is Maroon, right? Because I've sent this to his boss, right, asking for a free airfare. Now, you're puzzled at this, aren't you?
Yes.
I'll take you back to last Thursday. Mm-hmm. The 7:30 game is the Storm, as usual. The professional team are hosting the West Tigers, and again, two first-round winners.
Yes. If Melbourne lose this one, mate, if Melbourne lose this game, I will dress up as a Roosters cheer girl and stand outside the Macquarie Hotel singing, Rooster Man.
What do you think about that one?
I think that's gold.
Well, that email's been sent very early. I was in here at 10 to 4.
Yep.
At 5:02, the email's gone off to Brad McNamara.
Very good.
I'll be very interested to see if they, you know, kick. We know our mob are a bit ordinary in that area, but hopefully they kick the can for an airfare.
Absolutely. And I'm sure, unlike someone standing across from me at the moment, he's probably good for his bets.
Shut up.